Juan Train, who at the 11th Street Adult Learning Center, English as a Second Language, right? And she is from Vietnam and your hometown of Vinh Long, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and we talked about the release as well. So, and this is for the oral history project of immigrants who've moved to Bowling Green. Tell me a little bit about your hometown, your home region.
Okay, my hometown is just a small town, you know, but it's very fun because this is the place I'm growing up, you know. So, you know, there's nothing to talk about my hometown,
yeah.
But it's just like something to memorize that because like I living over there for a long time until the day I came over here.
Mm-hmm. Was it rural or a city?
It's just like village, something like that. A small town. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in what time did you come here? What year did you come here?
I came here on June 12, 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The summer.
And you still have family in Vietnam?
I have two brothers and two sisters over there in Vietnam.
So why did you move to the United States?
There's a lot of reason, you know, mm-hmm. like we want to have a better life. We need freedom over here. Mm-hmm. Because like in Vietnam, they still don't have freedom now because of the communist.
Right.
And that is why my parents come over here with us. But especially that's my dad, he's the one who working for the United States Army.
Okay.
Yeah, in the time U.S. and Vietnam War, you know, and now they allow for us to come over here. That is why.
Yeah. So that was how did they arrange to come? To
arrange to come? They got the program, which is the one who everybody who working for the United States Army before, they allow mm-hmm. for everybody to come over here. Mm-hmm. And in here in Bowling Green, and every family, I mean Vietnamese family in here is, they come with the same thing like us, like me do. You know, they, you know, they working for, I don't know, my dad tell me that. And that's why we came over here, because mm-hmm. we don't have no right to come over here.
Right.
Yeah.
So why did some of the members stay, family members stay, and some come?
They stay over there?
Yeah.
Oh, just because some of them, they didn't go to work the time of the war, mm-hmm. so they couldn't allow to come over here. It depends on before you work in the army, you know. Mm-hmm. And now they want, everybody got a better life. It means they want to give you some of the, like, because you damage at all in the Vietnam War, so mm-hmm. they had over there, you still in prison for about 3 years, I mean 3.5 years, 4 years, some of them like 5, even though they cannot get out from prison, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just because the communist is no good over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any opportunities over there to study, you know. Mm-hmm. It's always hate the people who working for U.S. Army before.
Yeah.
Which is like South Vietnam.
Right.
Yeah, Republic of Vietnam.
And did your family members actually have to stay in prison for some time?
Of course. Yeah. My dad is mm-hmm. In prison for 48 months, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then he managed to come
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
So it was good.
It has to be over 3.5 years mm-hmm. to get the right to come over here.
Oh, yeah. Did he know how to speak English? Or did your family know? Anybody?
Well, my brother and my sister, they didn't used to speak at all. Mm-hmm. So that's why they just know some of them, not mm-hmm. at all. And my parents is, you know, they're old. They,
right.
you know, so how can they speak?
Right.
But we use our language at home. I mean, Vietnamese language. So they don't know how to speak at all.
So it was a very difficult
transition. Yeah,
You came straight away to Bowling Green?
Yeah.
Was that the first place?
Yeah.
What do you... Did someone meet you here? Or?
Oh, yeah. We came over here. We got a refugee office, and then the first time we came over here, they coverage for you anything, like help you find a job, and you know, until you have a job and then you got the house. Like, it means like if you don't have a job, they give you full stamp, anything, they help you until you get a job.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And how old were you then?
How old
were you?
How old I am?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to 20.
Okay.
This year on September.
Okay. So, in 1994, then you were 16, right? When you first got here, 16.
Mm, yeah. 17, yeah. I guess.
17.
Yeah.
Did they set you up in like a home or an apartment or?
It's apartment.
It's an apartment.
Oh, before I came over, we were there in Liverpool Street.
Oh yeah.
We had this school.
And how is it different from where you had lived before?
Yeah, there are lots of different, because like we got new life over here, you know, everything is comfortable, you know. Yeah. It's easy to get a job, something like that, and you change your life. Mm-hmm. In there we had to work hard to get food, to get money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in here, it, you know, everything is better.
It's easier?
Yeah, it's easier, better.
Did you miss
my family?
Yeah, or in your home country?
Yeah.
When you first got here?
I have to go back over there to visit them some days.
Yeah.
We used to, probably I go back to my country next year, in summer.
Okay, so were there other Vietnamese people living here at the time?
There's about 40 or 50 families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were any of them from your hometown?
Yeah, they have about five families, something like that, in Vinh Long.
Did they try to bring people from the same area to the same town in the United States?
You mean like
the refugee settlement center?
Oh, when they you mean like the refugee bring you over here?
Mm-hmm.
No, the government sent you. And then if in the state like if in Kentucky they got refugee center, they allow you to come over here, and then the government will send you over here.
Okay.
But some of them like go to another state, like California, you know, around to state 50 state. They mean everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but it was good when you got here. Did you know some of the people before?
No, but some of the Vietnamese, they came before me, and then they come to visit us, like because we came from the same country, speak the same language, so they came to share, you know, they help me with us, because we came over here, we don't know everybody, but it's fun because they came to talk to us, and then they helping us, like, take us go to shopping, go to market, something like that, because we didn't have a car to go.
Right.
Yeah. They come, take us, go to something like shopping, market, and go to somewhere to play, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did they take you to go shopping?
The first time I went to Ringwood Mall. Yeah. And also they take us go to Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, to eat, you know, because we have a Vietnamese restaurant over there.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why.
What did you think of the mall?
The mall?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the first time I came in. God, the air conditioner make me cold.
Oh.
And I can't, because in Vietnam, in my house, like, we don't have air conditioner.
Right.
Everything. We don't have anything. So it's strain, you know, it's like, oh, why it's cold? And somebody tell me, because it's like the air conditioner flow out. And then I say, oh yeah, this is the first time, you know, and it's very fun. This is, you know, everything will change. I don't know anything, but because like the first time, how can you know? But the more you live in here, but the more you know,
the more you get used to it.
Yeah, the more you used to it.
What do you miss the most, do you think?
I miss the most, well, especially is I miss my hometown, you know, because like that is the place where I grew up, you know, and because my grandfather's grandmother over there, also got my niece, my nephew over there, my brother, and my sister, He's still over there. So I miss my hometown the most.
Do you write?
Letter?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sometimes. I'm lazy.
Me too. I do the same.
Sometimes I make a call for them.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to them by phone. By the phone, you know.
Yeah. So how did you learn to speak English when you came here?
In Vietnam, I go to school, well, high school, you know, and then they have like 1 week, 3 hours in English class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to learn a little bit, you know, not much. Yeah. But yeah, and when I came over here, the American talked to me, I don't know anything. It's like they talk too fast the first time. And I go to school and learn more and more every day. So I used to speak a little bit better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, not much in Vietnam, because you study English, you had to pay for money, you know. The teacher, you had to pay for the teacher. If you don't have money, you cannot study. In there, the education is very important in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have money, you don't go to school at all. Some of my friends, they attend the same school with me.
Mm-hmm.
They graduate already, but you know, they don't have money. So they had to quit school to help their family, go into the farm, to, you know, whatever they do to get food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to live in there.
Yeah.
But if you got money, you will get anything, you know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Did you go right away to the school system here?
Oh yeah, and I came over here, and the people who are translator,
mm-hmm.
Vietnamese, working in the Jeffrey Center. She's her name is Kim, you know.
And then, yeah, at the refugee center.
Yeah, at a refugee center.
Okay.
She take us to Bon Vinh High School.
Okay.
And you know, enroll everything.
Mm-hmm.
We stand up there. I've been in high school 2 years. Only 2 years.
Well, how, what was that like, your first days? And
oh my God, first day, I got to cry a lot.
Oh.
because like, they, you know, I don't know why they make fun at me. I mean, I don't know, they're not friendly at all.
Really?
When they see the new people,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I cry one day, and then, and after that, I go home, and I said, I don't want to go to school, I quit. My mom and dad, they said, no, you have to go to school, you learn English, something. And then I take that advice from my mom and dad, and I keep going to school. Yeah. But it's very hard to make friends with people in high school.
Yeah.
It used to, I don't know what I take at all.
Were there other Vietnamese students in high school?
Oh, yes, we have some of them. Yeah.
So did that help? Or
mm-hmm. It's helped a lot, because like, if you don't go, you don't know the way to go to your classroom,
mm-hmm.
they will lead you, you know, to take you there. That's good.
Were there a lot of other students from other countries in Bowling Green High School?
I know some of them come from Laos.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them come from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think, Japanese, yeah, some. Only a few, you know, a few of them. Japanese, Cambodia, Laos, Mexico, Bosnia.
Yeah, Bosnia too. Bosnia. Croatian.
Yeah, Croatian. And Russia. Yeah, that's all.
Is there like a group in the high school? Like an international group?
Oh yeah, they have international group in high school also. And they also have ESL, you know, ESL mm-hmm. class in there. So if you take ESL class, you will meet another people come from a different country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But if you don't take it, you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. And the first time I take 2 hours in ESL class, mm-hmm. and it's very fun.
Yeah.
Because like, you don't know how to speak English, just, you know, two people sit together and, you know, talk and with, you know, you make gesture, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then use some sign language, you know. Like, if you want to take that, you say, oh, give me, and then you point it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Did they put So in the so if the new students, I just want to make sure I get it right. So new students that go to the high school, they go first to the ESL class there in the high school.
Yeah, if, so they, if they want to.
Okay.
But usually they take ESL class to know the class, you know, make friends first before they don't want to.
Okay.
If they want to, you know.
Yeah.
But ESL class is very helpful. You know, they teaching you English, and if you have some homework you don't understand really,
mm-hmm.
I mean, don't really understand, then you come over there to ESL teacher and she try to help you.
Yeah. And how about like the way, like customs, like the way people treat each other or the kinds of
the
things
custom,
that they do?
Oh, it's the same thing.
It's the same?
It's just different language, but we used to very friendly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's very good friend in there.
Yeah.
I make a lot of good friends.
Good.
Yeah. Because they used to speak to you. They don't think that you come from different country, you come from, you speak a different language something. But we used to very friendly.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very good.
How about food?
Food?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can eat it.
Did you well, you mentioned going to the Vietnamese restaurant in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, is there a place that you go here in town, in Bowling Green?
In here? In here we used to go to Lao store, sometimes we go to Chinese restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we used to eat American food.
Uh-huh.
And when exactly, like, we can eat all.
Yeah.
It's not hard to eat American food, it's like hamburger or something.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you said you didn't like the Italian, right? Is that right?
Oh, what's Mexican food.
Mexican food.
I don't like it at all. I can smell it. I don't know why.
does your mother cook then
at home? Yeah, my mother used to, and mm-hmm. my sister. Sometimes I help them.
Uh huh. So you learned. Do you cook Vietnamese food? Mm-hmm. We talked about the spring rolls. I think the last time I was here. This is so good. So what is your favorite kind of food?
You're talking about American food or what?
Oh, both. Either.
Both. We usually like cook the same thing with Chinese food at mm-hmm. home. So I love like chicken, mm-hmm. some spaghetti, pizza.
You like pizza?
Yeah.
And do you think it's easier? I mean, well, I know it's more difficult to get the ingredients to make the Vietnamese food here, or is it?
Well, we get some at Walmart. Also, they have some.
At Walmart.
Yeah, they got Asia food over there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we had take some at the Lao store.
Okay.
You know where it is?
Is this Jake's?
Yeah, maybe. And third one up your papa's.
Right. Okay. That's. You called it the Lao store?
Yeah,
Lao
okay. store. Because like Laos people.
Right.
But they sell a lot of Asian food, like soybean, you know, sausage, everything in there. Noodles, mm-hmm. and, some kind of vegetable, you know,
mm-hmm.
every kind.
Yeah. But was there anything here that seemed particularly special to you or very strange when you first got here? Something in Bowling Green that just stuck out?
Exactly, like the first time is about my language, you know,
mm-hmm.
different language, so you don't know the way to conversation.
Right.
I mean, to talk to another people. And it's hard to do something. If like you want to buy a car, you have to, you need some people to help you to talk about it.
Yeah.
If you want to go to hospital, you have to know the people, translator, you know. You know, it's hard, but everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
Because wherever you go, you have to go have text another people go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, because at all, like another word is you don't know, you don't understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you go, you need some people to help you. To they take you, you take another people go with you, you know, to translate in some case. Like I told you that we go to hospital, we need some people to go with us. We go to the use to buy a car, something. Some people go with us.
Yeah.
And we rent a house, something.
Is there someone in the community that that everyone just knows is easy to get to go with them, or who speaks better English?
Oh, they just usually that the people who working for the office, refugee office, they will help you. Yeah.
So they're the ones that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They the work because like, you know, their job is helping people, mm-hmm. because like they got paid, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why if you need help, just tell them that you want to go over there, you want to go over there, and they will help you.
Okay, well, describe your first home. Describe your first home here.
My first home?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of things to tell. It's like I have four people. The first time, mm-hmm. I came, only four people, but just one bedroom, and the house is small, you know. Everything is, you know, we need something like furniture, you know. We don't have TV, we don't have, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. Because, like, they just give you some food, they have food for you to eat, that's all. They don't have anything for you. You have to earn it.
Right.
Yeah.
Did, where did you get the furniture? Or
furniture? Oh, we live in here, and some people like Vietnamese, they came first, and then they got some table or something, and then if they don't use it, they gave, mm-hmm. for us to use. And even though that it's old, but it's okay because we didn't have it, so we had to use it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, a lot of things. Right. If they give to us, we take it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How about driving a car?
Oh, traveling a car?
Yeah.
They like at weekend, mm-hmm. they come take us go to buy food, mm-hmm. go to supermarket at Walmart, mm-hmm. and that's all. Every weekend they come take us go to buy food, uh-huh. come back, and they are the like. Older people come, mm-hmm. take my parents, but some of the younger people come take us go to play.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Where did she go to play? Where would they go?
Go to the park, something. Mm-hmm. Go to play, like go to skating. Skating.
Yeah, at the
is it skating or
it's skating.
Yeah, skating.
Yeah, skating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Roller skating, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Roller skating.
And we play some like bowling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that?
Not at all, but... No. And we use some, like tennis, mm-hmm. at 4 or 5 o'clock, you know. But it... Just in summer. Uh-huh. Play tennis and, you know, being around, go picnic, swimming.
So, who organized that? The Refugee Center organized you to go... To go out and play too, or was it mainly just the community, or
yeah, just community,
just the community?
Because like they come first, they have car, everything, you know, like I'm saying, and then they just come take us go. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter about who is organizing.
Yeah,
just go.
Yeah. But it's good. And so you made friends that way.
Yeah,
it was easier, mm-hmm. to make friends. Yeah. Business ones. Okay, well, I have some more questions also about other stuff, and
sure.
I don't know if you don't want to talk about it. Erin had said that she thought you might be interested in talking about being Buddhist.
Oh, and
Buddhism
Buddhist.
And dealing with that in Bowling Green.
But in here, they don't have some of them like Christian, some of them like Buddhism, Buddha, you know, some of them. Different religions, religion, you know. But my family is Buddhist.
And
I have like some kind of this.
Let me see. Oh, neat.
Yeah.
It's jade, right?
Jade? Yeah, I don't know how to call it. How you saw it?
Jade. Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's beautiful. It's a Buddha.
But in the big state, they got some like temple, mm-hmm. for you to go to some big day like celebrating something, mm-hmm. and then they go to you know, whatever you do, come over there to members to do like this, what did I say,
to pray,
yeah, to pray, yeah,
to pray.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To pray.
Did you? So is there in this in Nashville a temple?
No. In Nashville, yeah, they have the small, but
small.
Yeah. And but they have a big one in another, like California, Texas, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. on a big state they have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in here they don't have.
So what do people do here?
Oh, they just pray at home.
At home?
Yeah. You got an altar
mm-hmm.
to pray, put in the higher place, and then mm-hmm. you pray there. That's all.
What are some of the celebrations?
Celebration in here?
Yeah.
For Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Oh, we have some kind of like Tet.
Okay.
Tet. New Year.
New
know?
Year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
And we have some like we go party, birthday party, wedding party,
mm-hmm.
some kind, and then we celebrating. And then usually at weekend we go to another family to play, to talk, and,
uh-huh.
you know, eat something. It's very friendly in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on the weekends you get together and
yeah.
have a special traditional.
Mm, yeah.
yeah.
And usually we go to another house to play and they got like a sing along, you know.
The karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke.
Yeah.
And then we sing and then, you know, make fun. That's
uh-huh.
all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very fun.
Is that religious oriented or just for friends?
Just
friends.
Pray.
So you would not pray to anyone.
Yeah.
So most people, do people ever get together, or the Buddhists that are here, do they ever get together for like a special prayer?
No.
No, it's all very private.
At home, you know,
yeah.
they pray at home.
Yeah.
They don't have a temple, so that's why they don't have joy together, you know.
Right.
If they have, they will come in the, you know, sometime at the special day they come to
mm-hmm.
pray. But if they don't have it, they usually pray at home. It doesn't matter because you show your love
right.
yeah, to them.
At home, is it done as a family or individual?
Family is me.
Family? As a unit, like the whole family together?
No.
No, just individual?
Yeah, individual.
Individual. So. And you said, I'm not sure, did you say that you ever go to the temple in Nashville or?
I'm not sure, but I heard some people tell me that they got a small one there.
But you haven't been.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have in Louisville.
In Louisville?
Yeah,
Louisville. In Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Louisville. So. And do some
I never
some
been there also,
here?
But some of them, they been there, they tell me that
mm-hmm.
they have a temple over there.
And do they go on a special day or for celebration?
Well, if they... they have the chance to went over there and then mm-hmm. they just stop by, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, especially on the special day, you know.
Just
anything? Yeah, if they have, like if they have some business or whatever, they go over there. If they want to take a look, just stop by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you think it made, or was it hard here in Bowling Green? Because most of Bowling Green is Christian and you are Buddhist.
Oh, well. I go to the church also.
Oh yeah?
Because in there they're teaching Bible,
mm-hmm.
teaching Proverbs.
Uh-huh.
And it's very helpful. For
is
you.
It?
Yeah. And also you can read in English.
Uh-huh.
And in the church very friendly.
Oh good.
The people very
yeah.
friendly. And then sometimes they take us go to picnic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, I'm a Buddhist, but I used to go to the church
mm-hmm.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And
we had a group in the church, Vietnamese group.
Oh, yeah?
They come over there to learn in English, study Bible, and, you know, reading,
mm-hmm.
improve your skill. Because they have some of the American who is correcting your pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's why we used to come to the church every Sunday.
I think I have, let's see, which church is it?
The First Baptist Church. First Baptist Church.
First Baptist. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, the big one.
Right there.
Yeah,
the
okay.
big one right there.
Okay, the First Baptist. And they, did you start going there right away when you first moved here, or was that?
No, some people introduced for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Yong Nguyen? Yong Nguyen?
No, I don't know.
I think they have okay, in the list. Yeah. He is the one who teaching over there. Here.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Here.
Yong Nguyen.
Okay, he's the one that teaches over there.
Yeah,
okay.
He is the father of Tu Nguyen.
Okay.
He's the one who teaching over there.
It's the same. Okay. Did, and is he Buddhist or is he Christian?
He's Christian. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, Buddhist or Christian. It doesn't he if you want to go to the church, he will pick you up at Sunday, mm-hmm. and you will go. Because in there, you learn Bible. You gonna good things, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because every like Buddhist or Christian, they teaching you the good things, right. not the bad things. So,
right.
so it's very helpful to go to the church. To I love to learn Proverbs.
Uh huh.
You know, it's very helpful.
Which ones?
Like they tell some of the poems, the phrases, something. Like I study like in there, you know, in the book they mm-hmm. say that. I remember one sentence like, it is stupid if a person, you know, who hate to being corrected. You
right.
understand that?
Okay.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
and I love to learn some kind of the sentence like that.
Mm-hmm.
They say proverbs, something, proverbs. Is that right?
Yeah, proverbs.
Yeah, proverbs.
Like an eye for an eye. Is that the same one?
Yeah.
Like, or do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's very, that's actually very.
Uh-huh. I don't know how to say it, but
it is. That's Buddhist, isn't it? It even began that way. That's
yeah.
what the thing.
It's the same thing. You know, yeah. they're teaching you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that they're different religion, uh-huh. you know. And like Christian and Buddhist, but they both teaching you the good things.
Right. And you have no. And is there ever any conflict? Do you ever think that anything yeah. is different or a conflict?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Not. Just learning.
Yeah, just learning.
Yeah.
well, describe for like Tet. Okay.
Tet.
Yeah.
It's a special day for everyone join together.
Mm-hmm.
In Vietnam, you know, when I live in there, whatever you do, but in the Tet,
uh-huh.
take anything away, you enjoy the Tet.
Okay.
And then after about 10 days, like the end of the like 12 months, you know, of the day of the first like 31 on December, I mean, like the last day of the month is
okay.
the first day of the year.
Right.
So
okay.
we celebrate it. And we play about 10 days, 15 days.
Okay, so mm-hmm. for 15 days,
yeah.
mm-hmm. Do you do
but
that even here?
In here, we just, everybody had to work.
Uh-huh.
So we use Saturday to play.
Okay.
But we usually celebrate in Lam Kim Park.
The
Lam Kim Park? Is that right? Lam Kim Park in there. The big hall. Lam Kim Park. They say Lam Kim Park.
I tell you what, I need to turn the tape over.
Uh-huh.
So what I'll do is have you write it down so I get it right.
Right.
Where, okay? And I'll turn the tape over.
It's contained about 300 people, 400 people in there.
Lam Kim Park.
Yeah, Lam Kim
Park. Is there a,
on
I'm gonna have to look
Morgantown,
it up.
Morgantown Road.
Okay, on Old Morgantown Road.
Yeah.
And is that so? People get married there too,
uh-huh.
like for their yeah. weddings. And
yeah,
stuff?
They just invite Vietnamese people, whatever their
mm-hmm.
friend they know, and come to enjoy with them. And up to 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, they
yeah.
dismiss.
So on. So there's a big celebration. Who organizes the celebration for Tet in Lam Kim Park?
The one who, the president of the Vietnamese, the people. Just like 1 year is Yong Nguyen, Yong
okay.
Nguyen, the one who.
Okay.
And then we he come to every house, need to get $50, $30.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you.
Uh-huh.
But if like if in your family you have two people who do work, you have to give them at least $30.
Okay.
Give for the people who the one who lead the leader, you know, just like the leader to raining, rain the police, rain anything, you know. And then, but when you go over there, you have to bring food.
Okay.
And then also they renting the live band.
Okay.
Louisville.
From Louisville?
Yeah, come over here and play for us.
Oh, great.
They dancing, singing, eating, and that's all.
Okay. And the, it's a Vietnamese band?
Vietnamese. But they used to have American music also.
Oh, so they do both?
Or? Yeah, they do both.
They do both. Do, and this has been going on for how long here in Bowling Green?
Oh, every year.
Every year?
Yeah.
Every year.
Every year they celebrate Tet.
That's good.
Every year. And every year on a Saturday. I mean, they used to take the day like at weekend, you know. Then they didn't celebrate on Friday because some of them go to work.
Right.
So they need to be on Saturday.
So it's
every year. Yeah. It's every year. I mean,
yeah. It sounds fun. It's,
yeah.
It's like a lot of fun. Food. What is there a special food that you bring?
Oh yeah, whatever you do, you make some Thai food at home and drink over there.
And is the food?
And we have some American come to join with us, and they love what I say, eggs roll or all roll eggs.
Roll eggs.
Yeah, roll eggs.
The
roll.
The egg rolls.
Yeah, egg rolls.
Yes. Right.
The eggs. Escrow, and then they say they love it. Yeah, it's very you know, every year we make it a lot, but we still don't enough to serve people. Because like they say they love it.
Right. There's a special cake. Is there a special cake?
Cake. Oh yeah, we have a lot. Oh yeah, cake. We make about sweet rice, bean, some sugar on, and some bacon in there, and very sweet. And they say that in Tet you never you cannot don't have it, you know, you have to, you must have it, you know, you have to to make that cake.
Okay.
Because it's like our custom or something.
What's it called, the cake?
The cake is bánh tét.
Okay, let me
write down for you. Like the cake is bánh. God, I don't know how to pronounce it. I forgot my language. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like bang tet.
Okay.
The K for the tet, you know. But it's cinnamon like this.
Okay.
But it's the, you don't need to. B-A-N-H and T-E-T.
Okay. And everyone has to eat that? Just a little bit?
I don't love it.
You don't love it?
Because it's too sweet and, you know, too, like, have you eat sweet rice before?
You know, I think I've had this before.
Oh, because, like, they got some coconut or cocoa.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's make you feel, you know, I don't use it a lot, but just a little.
Yeah. Oh, in this it does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's new.
Come to our Tet and you will know.
Oh. I'd love to come. Sounds really neat.
Yeah, we used to make it around like on January, something like that. January is the first day of January. Okay. Is our Tet.
Okay. Let me see, there's some other stuff too. What about like a wedding?
Wedding?
Yeah,
same thing. They go to invite people, go to Lincoln Park and play. They bring the live band in Louisville because in here they don't have it.
Right.
Yeah. Is and then just go over there eating, dancing, singing, and that's all. Just like Tet.
Just like Tet.
Is but it's especially is they have a K wedding. You know.
Right. Do they is. It more traditional Vietnamese wedding, or do they incorporate some of the American wedding traditions?
No, it's just exactly the same in we celebrate in Vietnam.
Okay.
We used to keep our religion, mm-hmm. you know, original, you know.
Right. Women.
So it is exactly the same.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about for like American holidays? Like
American holidays?
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
We got some of our friends at home, we cook something to eat. But if you got some American friend, you go to them.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just the same thing.
Uh-huh.
We go to play at Thanksgiving also.
Uh-huh.
Like Halloween, whatever. Like July 4th, special day, we also go to play.
Uh-huh.
Just like American.
Right.
Yeah. We joy with them.
And so do you bring Vietnamese food to those festivals, or do you mainly eat the...
I don't know. Usually we don't bring anything.
Okay.
Just go to the...
Yeah. Well, okay, I think the last time we had talked a little bit about you becoming a citizen, right? You're going to do the citizenship?
Oh, yeah, but I had to wait 3 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, at least you're living in America,
uh-huh.
at least 5 years from the day you came over here. And now I just been here only 2 years,
mm-hmm.
so I had to wait 3 more years to get a citizens.
How about you going to college at Western Kentucky?
Yeah, I went to.
What are you gonna study?
I can't make this decision yet, but probably I will enroll for business, you mm-hmm. know. But I don't really interested in business.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like ESL teacher or something like that.
Yeah.
But because the first time I enrolled, and then my advisor, and I already tell her what is my major, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I already tell her that in business, so I don't think I cannot change it or not.
Yeah, you can.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can change. I changed 3 or 4 times before.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say would be like the most helpful thing for people when they're coming to Bowling Green? What would you change, or what kinds of things would you change to make it easier for people?
If you understand English,
yeah,
this is the important things to live in here. Because if you don't know, you cannot, cannot enjoy with the community,
right.
The place where do you live, you know, uh-huh. and then you don't understand anything, how can you go to work with them, you know? But if you learn more English, you understand more English, you will have a better job,
mm-hmm.
you know. Even though you don't have education well, mm-hmm. but you speak English well, they have give you some of the easy.
Some people have told me that it gets frustrating because you come, say you've got a college degree in another country, and then you come to Bowling
some,
Green.
Oh, some of them have a college degree, but in Vietnam, I just in high school.
Just high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I came over here to study more in high school. Yeah. So after that, I go to college.
Well, do you... do you have any special stories about your move here? Any? Or just living here?
Just living here.
Yeah.
But it's very exciting about flying.
To fly?
Yeah, about the fly. I stopped in South Korea,
uh-huh.
you know, fly to San Francisco, and then I meet my uncle over there. It's very strange because they speak like English, I don't understand anything, I just laughing.
Uh-huh.
In Korea. They speak Koreans, and,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, it's I don't know what it's like. And it's very hard to talk to them, you know. We use just, they give us food and then we just eat food. They give us some kind of drink, we just bring. Because you don't know how to tell them. Because if you want to bring water, but you don't
right.
know how to say water. They just give you Coke, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes I need some water, but I don't know how to say it also.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's very fun.
Yeah. People bring Coke.
They think they bring you and then you just take it. You don't have any questions.
Did somebody met you in California before you came to Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you'd never ridden a plane before? Was that your first time in a plane?
Excuse me?
Was that your first time in an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have, in Vietnam, we don't have, like I told you, like, if you don't have money, how can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So that's just the first time I've been here.
In the future, you know, you never know who will be listening to the tape, you know. What would you want, say, if your grandchildren were listening to this tape, what would you want to tell them? What would you want to share with them about your life that they would know, that you would want them to know?
You know, I know that in the time of my dad, life is very hard to live.
Mm-hmm.
And now my life is a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
But if... if like they heard my voice now, you know, in the future, you know,
uh-huh.
I just want to say to them that the more you learn, the more you know, and if you learn more education, you will get a better life than anybody else. But if you don't study hard, you know, it's hard to, you know, everywhere you go, you have to be got a education well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean like you have to try. To get what you can do,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have to be like you don't try the best you can, you don't have anything you want,
right.
But the special thing is try to work in something you want to, and that's why I do now. I love to do what I want to do.
Right.
You know,
working here. At
yeah,
the center.
It's very fun. To know people come from another country, you know, to know their culture more, you know, and it's very fun to, I love to work in overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be an English teacher, something like that. But it's hard because I'm not American.
Right.
So sometimes I got confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
But never mind, I just try and try.
Yeah. Well, eventually.
Yeah.
You're gonna be. Yeah. Do you have any advice? I mean, I know, I'm sure you give advice to people all the time when they come here.
Yeah.
About what to do. What kind of advice would you have for people that move to Bowling Green?
Oh, just try to work in her.
Yeah.
To get a better life. Because nothing come from, you know, the sky fall down from here, you know what?
Right.
Because you want to get something, you have to get it by yourself.
Right.
That's all.
Anything else that you would like to add to the tape?
I don't know.
Maybe I haven't talked about?
I don't think so. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We'll conclude the interview.
Thank you.